Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and a new chapter in Bears history with the hiring of the 14th coach in franchise history, Mark Trestman, the Montreal Alouettes head coach in the Canadian Football League. With Tom Thayer, I'm here with you in the Chicago Bears Auditorium, the George Muggs Halas Auditorium, where the introduction of the head coach will take place tomorrow.
You know, it's amazing to think in the long, rich history of the Chicago Bears, this is only the 14th head coach of the Chicago Bears. So it is a prized possession, one of only 32 jobs in all the NFL, but the Chicago Bears has a star on top of it, one of the charter franchises in the NFL, and that's the respect that every head coach candidate was beaming with. The opportunity to coach the Chicago Bears, one of the prize franchises in all the NFL.
People want to know what he's all about, what's he like, what's he bring to the table, and that's a lot to cover, but in a synopsis, how would you describe Mark Trestman as a head coach, and then we'll get into his offensive background.
He's very intelligent. He's a thinker. He understands the philosophy of offense, but he's able to morph his offensive philosophy into different types of personnel. And I think when you look at the quarterbacks he's been able to work with throughout his career, no two quarterbacks are exactly the same. And I think that's a key attribute about Mark Trestman, is he has the ability to take a quarterback's qualities and then turn them into the player that they have the ability to be. And I think that's the key here with the Chicago Bears. They all understand that they want to see the talent of Jay Cutler cultivated to what he has the possibilities of being. But there's going to be some other cures he's going to have to make up along the way. He's going to have to get the offensive line, the receivers back in motion. But Mark Trestman is an offensive mind.
West Coast based. He grew up in a system that was started, of course, by Bill Walsh. He got to know him when he was out in San Francisco, working not only with the 49ers and Steve Young, but also with the Oakland Raiders in a Super Bowl year with Rich Gannon when he was brought there by John Gruden. You can see the tree starting to blossom here. But he did spend a lot of time discussing the West Coast system, and that includes the processes that go into it, not just on game day or installing a system, but just the process with the late Hall of Fame coach Bill Walsh.
Right, and that's what Bill Walsh was so great at, is you look at the talent that he had with the 49ers, and he used everybody, and I think that's the key ingredient here. They talk about the Brandon Marshall and what he can do for this offense, but they have other weapons out there, and I think that's the key ingredient Mark Trestman can bring from Bill Walsh, is how to build the other talent, the other aspects of football that's ultimately going to get the ball moving on offense. They have to get the reassertion of Matt Forte and use the other weapons. But again, if they can go the route of the West Coast offense and you see some of the statistical performances that those guys had both at the running back position and the receiver position, we all know about the great Jerry Rice and Roger Craig, those types of players within that offense. I think Mark Trestman sees that the Chicago Bears have the talent to grow and build.
Eight different teams in 17 NFL seasons before moving on to the Canadian Football League. But in that time, as Tom alluded to, he worked with Steve Young. He worked with Rich Gannon in his MVP season. He worked with Bernie Kosar, not only at the University of Miami, but in 1989 as his quarterback coach and offensive coordinator with the Cleveland Browns under Bud Carson. That team made it to the AFC Championship game. And he also helped Scott Mitchell have the second-best passing statistical year in Detroit Lions history. That certainly passed by Matthew Stafford. So wherever he's gone, teams have gone to the playoffs, and the quarterbacks and the offenses have bloomed. He wants to find out what a quarterback sees when he puts on the tape, what he sees when he gets under center, when he drops back to throw, and everything revolves around that quarterback. But this is also a guy who's written leadership books. He's been on the talk circuit in Canada as a motivational speaker. He sees the big picture. We're not just talking about Jay and the quarterback position, but the offense in general and the team in general. And that's certainly the case when you're a National Football League head coach. His first foray into that, he managed to take a team in Montreal in 2008 and turn it into a three-time Grey Cup team, winning two titles. So he's done just about everything, in addition to the fact he's got a law degree from the University of Miami. He's smart, cerebral, and he looks at things through a very interesting prism.
Well, he's going to have to use it, because in the Canadian League, you're coaching thousandaires. In the NFL, you're coaching millionaires. And psychologically, it's a different way you try to motivate each and every one of these guys. Because Mark Trestman is not only going to be an offensive coach, he's going to have to dabble in special teams. He's going to have to be an influence on the defensive personnel of this football team and their personality. So Mark Trestman is going to expand his horizon from the experiences in the NFL. He has that experience in the CFL. Now it's time to bring his talents to the NFL.
And so the 57-year-old Mark Trestman to be introduced tomorrow as head coach of the Chicago Bears in front of the Chicago media and the fans. I think you're going to like what you see. He's been around a long time, a lot of experience, and some great, great comments from some of the players he's touched offensively throughout his coaching career. That'll do it for now here on ChicagoBears.com. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.